Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Hartley. A lighter episode, a kind of a day off episode, and just relax and let's chill. I know that's crazy. On the Scales of Truth, we cover some really heavy stuff on a regular basis. I feel like that's my mission, but I am going to try to bring a little bit more personality and still cover those heavy things so that maybe get to feel a little bit better about me as the softy I kind of am underneath, even though I'm a warrior for information. And also, if you don't listen to Chemology 411, I'm a co-host over there, so you can listen there. What is the occasion? The occasion is I just happened to be looking at my podcast analytics and noticed I've had some nice numbers recently. And then I noticed, you know, it'd be fun, maybe just shout outs in general to the folks who are listening via their geographical location. So mention that. And then this is 130 episodes now. So most of those were recorded in the last 2 years, actually, even though podcast started in 17. And so maybe just highlight the top five episodes as far as most listened to, and not highlight, just mention them so you can know which of those are. And then I'll just pick some other five that I think are pretty good episodes. So remember the spirit of, for me, although there is a host introduction episode, you can check this out so you can see if you feel like I really am still doing what I said I was going to do. I want to emphasize things that are not emphasized. The ether throws a lot of emphases at you, but the ether is not necessarily picking the things that are the most solid or really should get as much of attention as they should. In fact, there might be some narrative out there and they act like it is really solid and you shouldn't worry about questioning it, when in reality, there's super good sources saying the exact opposite thing, or at least challenging that. And so what I like to do is do that both as an emphasis just analytically, also to point out these specific sources and discuss them in detail. So that's the plan and really what I inherently do here. And then follow back up. The other thing about emphases is that as you emphasize things, one technique, and at least American newspapers, is to be able to say that they covered something, but in reality, they covered it once. And I'll say back when the newspapers were actually big, they covered it on page 25 once. And if you had a Dow Jones news retrieval, you could go find that using your big Boolean logic, Boolean search, and your operators, and or parentheses plus this or this, and or this, 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 and this. But in the paper itself, it was hardly ever, or was only once or twice on the front page. And so also that's what we do here, is try to return to those important topics and continue to analyze them. So with that, let me talk about kind of the good news here that I go to my podcast analytics page and just happen to notice that in the five default measures where they tell me what my listens are within the last certain period, they also say, and how did that compare to the same period, the same amount of, the same span length, the length of time prior. And in every single case of the five defaults, I am up. So that was kind of cool. So check this out. Last 7 days, I am up 118% on the preceding 7 days. Cool. Nice. In the last 30 days, I am up 30% on the preceding 30 days. So not as great, but, I'll take it for sure. 30%, that's nice. In the last 60 days, I am up 339% on the preceding 60 days. Now, those of you who have a statistical mind probably know what was going on there. I won't get into it. It's pretty easy to figure out. In the last 90 days, I am up 65% on the preceding 90 days. So I'll take it. And in the last 365 days, I am up 452% on the preceding 365 days. So I like it. I love it. I want some more of it, so on and so forth. All right. And so in the last 365 days, I've got that pulled up such that I can then tell you where some of my listeners are. Well, it turns out they are global. They do lean towards the United States, of course, which would make sense. But I have some decent amount around the country, around the world, rather, and bring that up to you. And then we also have it by city. So kind of a shout out anonymously. You know who you are. United States does account for 70% of my listens. Actually, I'm going to go all time and not even just 365 days, just to see how much more interesting that is. Give me a second while I let that come up and expand that area, because the analytics do have to work for a moment. Well, the numbers were so overwhelming for all time, we had to go back to 365. It did not want to try to figure it out. So the top countries for the Scales of Truth, and this is the 130th episode right now, are 70% the United States, but hey, 30% international, or at least, yeah, 30% outside of the United States. I'll take it. Now, it turns out that some decent chunk of that, two-thirds of the remainder that aren't in the United States, are in India. So thank you, folks in India, some of my favorite people and confidants and I call myself technical adjacent. I don't particularly have a technical background, but I am nearby it. And if I was ever thrown into the IT department, I would flourish. And so some of my best buddies at work are from India, and I've had some roommates and such. So appreciate you guys over in India. That accounts for 18.6% of my listens. And then after that, everybody else is under 2%. As far as those over 1% of my listens, better than 1 out of 100 of my listens, United Kingdom in order, then Canada, France, Australia, Russia. I've got 1.1% of my listens are from Russia. How about them apples? And we have a few countries, about 4 or 5, that are less than 1%, but over 0.5%. And actually just 3, I guess. Germany and Saudi Arabia and Italy, yeah. Oh, rather, no, just Germany and Saudi Arabia. We have a few more that are above 0.1%, but below 0.5%. Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, Brazil, and New Zealand and Norway. And then bringing up the rear as listed at least to one decimal place anyway, at 0.1% is Argentina, Denmark, Kenya, Mexico, and Morocco. So city-wise, this is kind of fun. Yes, some decent numbers are local to me here in the Sunflower State as far as the closest city. However, it's easily under one quarter. Now, another 14.7%. This is interesting if you have a podcast. To me, it really probably just says we can't get you any closer to the source than this. Because you'll find out that if you have a podcast, that some decent percentage is from the Washington, D.C. area. And in this case, it shows up for me as Ashburn, which is a city in the Washington, D.C. metro. Well, Ashburn, if you look it up, is actually one of the internet hubs. Ideally, you don't want there to be a hub. That's the idea of the internet. But of course, there are some hubs. And so a lot of traffic goes through Ashburn because of a bunch of servers there. So it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean that the NSA is listening to you because it's the DC Metro, although it's possible, more so that it's just, you know, any number of listeners might be coming through there as far as the information that you get as far as where they're from. And then at 7.4%, so those top two were, which there's the second one's really unknown in a way, but if it wasn't unknown, that would be over a third of my listens. And then another, I must have a very loyal listener or a few in, because this one city is not very big. It's within an hour of where I live. I don't know who it would be. And so I must have a listener or three there that listens a lot, because in one fairly small town within an hour, I got 7.4% of my listens. And then we have a Macon. There's a lot of Macons around the United States, so not necessarily Georgia. This doesn't say the exact city. It just says the city name. It doesn't say city state. And then I've got several of the Indian cities are listed. Lucknow, that's at 50% of my listens. We have another just under 1 out of every 50% that are just unknown. And then we've got Patna, also in India. at about a little less than one out of every 50 of my listens. I got Dallas, presuming Texas, but maybe there are others. It's a little less than that. I've got indoor, which is not another way of slicing and dicing the data, indoor versus outdoor listens. No, this is a country, a city in India as well, at better than one out of 50 of my listens. Hey, Kentuckians, thanks for listening. 1.6% Moscow, and yes, that must be the Moscow because it's 1.1%, which matches my Russia for country, which means that possibly they just have a hub. Now, maybe it's true that Moscow is where all my listeners are in particular, but it could be kind of Russia's version of Ashburn, where you just there's a hub there, and so you don't get more granular than that. And equally, which this is odd, with Moscow is Seattle at 1.1%. We've got Guwahati, that's also in India. Again, thank you, Indian subcontinent. Mason, there are several Masons around the United States. I don't know for sure if that's a city in the U.S. Sounds like it, though, and there are Masons in the United States, at least two or three or five. New York City, yeah, one out of every 100 listens are out of New York City. And we've got Ahmedabad and Hyderabad in India, both at just under 1%. And Paris, I'm just going to assume that's Paris, France. There are definitely other Parises in the United States, but also Evans. I don't know where that is exactly, and Germantown. So thanks, everybody, from around the world for listening. Now let's just go over my top five episodes and then by listens, and then I'll pick my top five that I think there are good lessons. I mean, I try to do a thorough job with all of these. Some of them are long, some of them are short. So that's why I had the quick rants of truth, of which there are about 83. Those are as short as, I think I had one that was maybe barely a minute. And some of my quick rants of truth got a little long, like closer to 20. Above that, and you will have the scales of truth, especially the early ones before I came up with the quick rants of truth idea. The scales of truth that are shorter than the longest quick rants of truth. So there's a little bit of subjectivity there as far as whether I'm calling them quick rants of truth or the scales of truth. Between, I've got about 41 or 42 the scales of truth. I've got about 83 quick rants of truth. And then I've got a few, a handful that I called something else, miscellaneous points of truth and such. But this will be the 130th episode. So as far as the top five in no particular order, let me make sure I've refreshed these. I've got an interesting little suspender of a tab. So a page is not up and active. That helps save your bandwidth a little bit. After a period of time, it'll kind of just suspend it. But as soon as you click on it again, it will activate again. And so in no particular order, this is a... wait a second. Is this one of my... Nah, I think I put these in backwards. Give me just a moment. I meant to put all these in order of most popular and then other ones that I like, and I slightly screwed up my tab sequence, so give me just a moment. All right, we got this figured out. Now, if you've listened, you know, you can go back to host introduction. If you listen at all, just know, listen, I try to get to the bottom of things, and if I have conclusions that are against the mainstream, I don't apologize for them. So if you don't like that, well, maybe you'll learn. Maybe you'll learn. Maybe the truth and the refreshing focus of the truth will make you feel good about this. So some of my top five, or rather my top five listens in no particular order, okay? One is Quick Rant of Truth, 067. That's from earlier this year. Tennessee Health House, pardon me, Tennessee House Health Subcommittee testimony. All-cause mortality increased among those who took the solution. Another one, the Scales of Truth 040 from August. The tyrant consolidates his power. He has now proven dozens of times he cares neither about his country nor about your constitution's limits unless they're actually enforced against him. Quick Rant of Truth 050. I like this one a lot. Spike proteins in the virus are awful for you, and the vaccine makes your body produce them. But don't worry, we tell them to be good guys then. That is complete with massive doses of sarcasm, including character voices. I do have a theatrical background. I should probably use a little bit more, but it naturally spews from me as far as the vocal variation and such. Another good one, and this is my first, this is the marathon episode. You should check it out. It covers things in all the way down from A to Z and then start over again. And the bibliography, it's basically the description is a bibliography. The description is a full giant outline. The Scales of Truth 09, Pick Your Poison. This is about glyphosate. And the last top five listens is from December 6th of 2021. By the way, that last one was one of my earlier ones. That was back in September of 2019, Pick Your Poison. Quick Rant of Truth then is the last, 27 is the last of the top five. This is Quick Rant of Truth 27. How the latest variant is proven. This is from December 6th of last year. How the latest variant is, quote, proven by noting the way it does not pass the test for something else, then assuming all those non-matches are the same thing. Now, some of my descriptions are pretty detailed, others not, but sometimes you'll notice that my descriptions have a lot of information in them. You know, that's work to put them in there. Now, as far as other ones that you might want to listen to, well, I've got 130, so there's a lot. So I just kind of picked five that I liked a bit. The Scales of Truth 015 Dots Connecting is a very good and important one. Quick Rant of Truth 07 from August 31st of last year. Putting to Bed Any Doubt on Lab Origin, 2015 journal article. Now, I will go back to the journal articles and or legal documents. That's what I do. I will go ahead and analyze some of those. So that's something that might be a little bit different. You'll hear me going, okay, here we are. Here's a quote. Here's what that means. And I'll emphasize who is saying this and why it's important. Number three on just some other good ones to listen to. Quick Rant of Truth 17, To Protect Citizens But Not to Hide Dirty Games. That one's a great one. That was somebody who escaped China and their opinion on politics. Quick Rant of Truth 20. We heroically stopped a fake crime we started, goes the broken record. This is a huge one as to a pattern in the United States and our law enforcement. So check that one out. That has some specifics. And then this is another very good one. I've known a lot about some of the shenanigans in big science, big pharma and big pharma, quote, science. And a lot of my episodes cover these little statistical tricks that, we'll make the group so small that you can never have statistical significance. And therefore, we never have to say that a side effect is statistically significant. So all we can say is maybe. Statistical significance is where we would draw more of a conclusion. But if you make your group small enough, you don't have to worry about that. Or if you don't compare it to a true control group, that's another one. But this is brand new to me, not in the general sense of the way they hide some things, but in the specific sense of I did not know these were connected. And you'll find wherever you find my episodes, look around in if you sort in date order, and you'll find other episodes, that are other aspects of the same subject matter. So definitely look around for all of these and just, you know, scale through my, no pun intended, Scales of Truth episode listing, and you'll see other related ones. Something I've done lately with the description is to put some of the related episodes at the bottom of my description. So the last one I'll point to, the Scales of Truth 026, Nanoparticles, Autoimmunity, Hypothyroidism, published March of this year. All right, guys, that's it. I basically just wanted to have a little bit of a recap. I just saw those good stats and saw how many folks listen from around the world and all those different locations. Appreciate it so much, guys. Thanks for listening.